let's go for a case study. We are going to case study. This is a modern version of an old story, but this is a modern version. Okay? Vikas was a born-again Christian and brought up reading and following Bible. When he was at age 14, he lost his parents and was put up in a hostel. Although his heart was broken due to this sudden turn of events, he kept reading his Bible and found comfort in his relationship with God. The warden loved Vikas and gave him a lot of love and freedom. Hostel warden was from a different religion, and his family used to live in a nearby house. They were very modern in their lifestyle. Their house had a large TV set that always kept on with Hollywood movies or American TV programs like Friends. Warden had a daughter who tempted Vikas daily to have an illegitimate relationship with her. But Vivek once told her, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" She replied, "How does it matter? Your God is in heaven, even if he is there." She also frowned at him, saying, "Is your God a joy killer?" He simply walked away without responding. However, she was determined to win over him. Once he went to meet the warden in his house, but he was not there. But his daughter suddenly caught hold of his jacket and pulled him to her house. He simply left his jacket with her and ran away to safety. Now we're going to remember that four parts and how did it happen with this young boy. That's what we're going to think about, okay? First question, what do you observe about Vikas' thoughts? How was his thoughts according to you? Okay, since you know the outcome and action, you can work backward and figure out what could have been his thoughts about the whole matter that he's going through. Okay. Second question, what do you observe about Vikas' conscience? Okay. How about his conscience? What was in his conscience when he had these thoughts, some girl trying to entice him? What was his conscience talking to him? And then what was the conscience filled with? What was the kind of thoughts filled with? Who has influenced his conscience to such an extent where he can take the thoughts in a different direction? And then, what was the emotion in Vivek's heart when he was tempted? Okay, at this juncture, what was his emotions doing associated with his thoughts? Then, what was the will of Vivek? How did he develop that kind of will for his life? How he decided? What was his will? Okay, and then, what was the immediate action Vivek took? All of them were, he didn't have an opportunity to think through. It was a sudden action, automatic action. Jaise hota hai na, if you put your hand in some fire, immediate, na, sudden. How did he develop that kind of an action ability, response system with him? Describe the personality of Vivek from his heart. We just talked about a teda banda. Come up with a one word for this boy. Okay? What kind of personality is this boy? Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, dismiss. You have just 5 minutes, okay? Come back. 5 minutes. Quick. Go. Start. Start discussing. Quick, start. No introduction, no names, no houses, no prayer. Just start. First question. What do you observe about Vivek's thoughts? Keep shooting. Andar ghus jana. Andar ghus ja, andar ghus ja. Ha. Keep discussing among all of you. Yeah. What do you observe about Vivek's thoughts? Come close, everybody. Round. Are yaar, ye football club ke jaise jaro. Okay. What is his thoughts are? Okay. If you got his thoughts, then connect that to conscience. What are his conscience talking about? Okay, I just want you to look into the story. Don't look into the Bible and etc. That we will talk later. Just focus on the story. What is his conscience working with? How he got that kind of a conscience? Where did he get that conscience from? Third question. How is his emotions working? When a girl tempting him, what kind of emotions going in his heart? Why? Right? Okay, if you have done that, the next one. What was the will of Vivek? How did he develop that kind of will for his life? Takat, will. How did he develop that? Are you stuck with somewhere? Are you okay? Right. Are you guys stuck with something? Are you okay? You have a question? Any question? Yeah. Good, good, get going. Okay. And now make one word of a personality about this person. Mr. So-and-so. Okay. Get one word. Mr. So-and-so. Every group, one word. Mr. So-and-so. Depending upon his character. Good. You guys are ready? You guys are ready? Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Come back. Everybody, come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Good, good. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Come back. Excellent. Okay. Sit in the same group for the next session. Also, we will have another discussion going. Okay. We'll have another discussion going. Same group. How did you like it? Yeah. Can I just ask the first question? What's the thoughts gone into his head? This group. Answer. Hindi, English, any answer. Batao. Thoughts and conscience. Two questions together. Thoughts and conscience. What was in there? Thoughts and conscience. Huh? God-fearing thoughts. Okay, thoughts. Kya soch raha tha wo? Conscience is God-fearing. Yes. Thoughts. Kya soch raha tha wo? Huh? He wanted to be comforted. Okay, okay. That's one thought. Okay. What else? What's his thoughts going on? Kaha aa gaya main? Nahi. Huh? Do not sin. That's the thoughts. Okay. Don't sin. That's the thought. Conscience. Huh? His thoughts are broken. Broken because of his parents' death. Huh? Mike? You have a hand mic? Huh? Huh? So, second one?
He has found comfort in relationship with God. So now his thoughts are calm.
Just pass it on, okay? So two things he said, very brilliant ones. Just say that again. Tell.
So according to the first paragraph, in second line we read that he lost his parents.
Yeah.
Third line, although his heart was broken. Now heart is broken here. So we can say that his thoughts are what we call in today's day-to-day word, depression.
Depression, okay. Yes.
Depression, it's a what we call, psychology students might know this term.
Yeah. Okay. Depressed.
Depressed. So we can see that his thoughts are right now, like you all know that.
Yeah.
His
understood.
Thoughts are not very happy, opposite of happy,
very
sad.
Good.
And he's in despair. Thank you.
Right.
And according to the fourth line of the first paragraph, we can see that he kept reading his Bible and found comfort in his relationship with God. So now because of his relationship with God, he can now calm down his thoughts because he is finding peace.
Why? What component of the heart worked there?
Thoughts and I don't know.
Conscience.
Sorry.
Yeah? In his heart, he built up the conscience with the word of God, and God's word would tell him, even if your father and mother are not there, I am there. I am the father of the fatherless. He figures that out. And he fills his conscience with God's word. And he is building comfort. Excellent. What else?
No. Second question, may I answer?
Tell.
What do you observe about Vikas's conscience? Okay. About his conscience, we can see his clear conscience there. We can see that in the third paragraph, he says that how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
Yes.
So here we can see... We can also see his will. We can see his resolve not to do anything. And because of that, we can safely conclude that his strong resolve is backed by his clear conscience.
So conscience worked, his thoughts worked to conscience. Conscience worked to a will. And because of this strong action.
Yeah.
Give this team a big round of applause. Excellent. Okay. Now this side. What do you think worked within his, what was the will of Vivek? How did he develop that kind of will for his life? Second group. How did he develop the will? How did he develop the will?
I believe with the comfort which he found in the relationship with God, that helped in creating a good will, which was supporting his, even he had a good conscience, which we just heard right now. A conscience which worked perfectly to provide him the right path. And the will which he had was the will of God in a way, which was above the desires which he ordinarily had.
So tell me the components.
The
will was influenced by what?
Will was influenced by his conscience. And
conscience is influenced by what?
By his thoughts.
By his thoughts. But which thoughts? Will is a law book.
Will is a law book. Yeah.
So what influenced his law book? His conscience. Conscience is a law book. What influenced his conscience? You said that. God's word.
God's word.
Yeah, absolutely. You said that. Give them a big round of applause.
Yeah.
Excellent. Coming to the third team here. Which question you want to take? You want to call? Yeah, tell. What's the name? Which question you would take? Let me take the last one. Describe the personality of Vivek from his action. One word. What's your word? Upright person. Upright person. Upright. That's one word that you would say? Huh? How about two ho gaya? Okay. Then we'll give them. Give them a round of applause. Upright. God-fearing. What do you call that person?
Obedient.
Wise man.
Obedient.
Obedient. Not an old thinker. Excellent. Any other words for this man?
Child of God.
Yes. Integrity. Person of integrity. Lovely. How beautiful. Give a big round of applause to all of you. Excellent. Did you get, how did we go about it? Thoughts, which is influenced by conscience. Conscience is influenced by the word of God. If it is. If it is not, what else can influence conscience? We're going to see that in a minute. Okay? Something else can also influence the conscience. If the word of God has influenced the conscience, then that person will have emotions accordingly. He will love to do. I love to do your will, oh God. Somebody's praying, isn't it? How? How do you love to do God's will? We hate to do God's will. Papa bolta hai, isliye karta hai. Emotions are different. Kuch gadbad hai. If a person's conscience is filled with God's word and his values, you will love, your emotions will accordingly work, right? And then you will have your will. Okay, I'm going to do this at any point. And even in your sleep, you are caught up. You will have an action connected to this heart. Did you understand how your heart is from where all the issues of life comes? It's a wise statement, isn't it? Okay, wonderful. But there is a pollution of heart happened. And this pollution of heart is something that has created the ruckus in us, and we all know that. Heart pollution, we all know. But how did it happen? It happened on the same way. Have you seen this gentleman? Who is this man? Sardar. He's the Punjab Chief Minister. Okay. The latest Punjab Chief Minister, Bhagwat Mann. He went a couple of weeks ago and picked up a glass of water. You can see in the YouTube. Abhi nahi, wapas dekh. You can do it later. And that's a holy river. He picked up and drank. Aray, dekho, bahut badhiya. Haan, khub surat. And then he got sick and has to be airlifted and taken to a Delhi hospital, and he was there sick. What do you learn out of this story? Moral of the story. Polluted source cannot provide pure water, even if you name it holy. Even if your name is Christian, even if you are from an assembly background, even if you call yourself as one good Christian, integrity, man of integrity, woman of that, this, etc. If the source is polluted, it doesn't make any difference. Okay? You have it in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Inside it is serpentine poison, evil. And then you're talking about good things. Come on, doesn't work. What's you, what's in your inside is what's outside. Ek famous IT company hai na, dash inside, sab ke udar likha hai. Har computer ke upar tak Intel inside, bhul gaye. Har under processor, Intel inside. If there is what is inside is what comes outside. IT pe aur koi batata hai na, what goes in comes out, right? That's what it is. So source, if it is polluted, what's there in the well comes up in the bucket. Okay, so our source got polluted. Let's look at that. Polluted heart. Sin pollute our heart. It started right from the first family in this world. And then we have that in the first mention of heart in the Bible. It's in Genesis. And you have that in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. We read like this. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Source got polluted. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Then we have in Titus chapter 1 verse 15. To the pure all things are pure, but to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and conscience are corrupted. You have one more verse in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose conscience have been seared as with a hot iron. Now, in olden days when there was no anesthesia, okay, and suppose there is a wound and the bleeding is not stopping, they had no choice but to have a hot iron, hot red iron, and put it on the wound, sears it, and the blood will stop. That's the whole idea. But with that, all the cells around that also is dead. Getting what I've been saying? That's the word that has been used. That's the imagery that has been used here. Seared conscience. No more feelings for the good things. No more functioning the way that cells should be functioning. It has become dead. It's become hard. It's become numb. And that's what happened to the heart. In the heart, what are the four four components? One, conscience, thoughts, emotions. Will all got polluted with sin. Where did the sin attack first? Where did the sin attack first? Conscience. Very good. Excellent. Why did you say that? Because God's word was attacked first. God said, this is what the right and wrong is. That's where devil attacked first. Change their conscience standard. Change the word of God and inserted his lie, his evil into that conscience. And then what happened? Next, what happened? When the conscience got compromised, what happened? Thoughts got polluted. She started thinking, Eve started thinking, maybe God didn't want me to be like God. Thoughts got polluting. Okay. And then what happened? What touched? Emotions started touching. She looks at it and says, wow, this is beautiful. Earlier she was looking at it and saying, no, I can't touch it. But now, wow, that looks nice. Emotions changed, right? And then what happened? Her will got affected. I am going to pluck it. And I am going to make my fellow also eat it. We are going to be like gods. Will got affected. And then what happened? Action. She plucked it and ate it. And then that person is called as sinner. You got that personality as a sinner, and sadly the human beings as well going. So it's the same way it got polluted. We have multiple ways in which our hearts get polluted.